Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Daily Breath. As we continue to talk about the law of attraction, we're going to talk a little bit more about how our thoughts become things. And I want you to think of it a little bit like planning an event. The things that you think about that are positive, you're planning for. The things that you think about that are negative, you're planning for. So when you think about all the things that you don't have, or like the example that I keep using about checking your bank account every week and you still don't have the income that you wanted, and it's still not there, and it's still not there, you're focusing on the lack of it not being there. You're focusing on the not having, and that's what you're planning for. You're planning a party of not having instead of planning the party of what it feels like to have, right? It's like daydreaming. When you think about the things that you want, let's go with $1 million. When you think about having that $1 million, you can daydream about all the things that you're going to do with it, all the places you're going to go, all the clothes you're going to buy, whatever it is that, you know, the people you're going to give it to, the bills you're going to pay off, whatever it is, you daydream and think about all that you're going to do with it. We've talked about feeling about how amazing it feels to have it too. But let's stick with those thoughts. You think about and you dream and you daydream about all the things you'll do with those things. And then when we get into that place of thinking about how it's not there and we switch our focus to not having it, we do this thing that it's opposite of dream, right? Is we nightmare. We do this a lot with conversations. Like we have a conversation with somebody before we actually have it and it turns out awful and we nightmare into this horrible situation and then we are actually physically upset by it. The same thing is true here. When you continually think about what's going to happen when you don't have it, the bills you're not going to be able to pay, the dreams that won't come true without it. And now all of a sudden we're nightmaring. When you get to that point, when you catch yourself at that point, really, of nightmaring, stop immediately and say, whoa, what am I doing? I'm full on nightmaring. This is not true. I actually liked, I've done it walking down the street in New York before, where I literally take my arm and like pretend like I'm grabbing my dream, like a thought bubble almost, and wrapping it up and throwing it far away from me. I've literally done this in the street before. And get rid of that energy. Get rid of that thought. That thought is not real. That hasn't happened. Of course, it's not going to happen in that direction. It's not going to happen in that way. And so I can grab every tendril of that negative thought process and throw it away. Get it as far away from me as possible. Now, what does it feel like? What does it look like when we do have it and we start daydreaming again about the having of it? Try it out. Let me know how it goes. Let's breathe. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Deep breath in and out. Deep breath. Really relax into your seat. One more time. All the way from the bottom of your belly. And let everything go. Good job. Go ahead and resume your normal breathing in and out through your nostrils, breathing in and breathing out. 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 Good job. Keep breathing and keep saying breathing in and out if you need to. Keep breathing and keep your focus on what's happening. Really feel the air expand and contract in your lungs. Feel it stretch your skin. Feel the skin stretch underneath your clothing. What do you feel when you breathe? What does it feel like when the air hits your nostrils? Can you follow it into your body, down into your lungs? Keep breathing. Go ahead and imagine something that you want, something that you desire, something that you've been dreaming about. And as we breathe here, let's take a few minutes to feel what it feels like to have that and to really daydream about how amazing it's going to be when it comes. Just make sure you're continuing to breathe, continuing to daydream instead of nightmare. Good job. Remember, when your mind wanders, that's okay. Thank it. And go ahead and refocus on our breath, on the air, on those things we want and how it feels to have them. Good job. Let's take one last breath together and let it all go. And when you're ready, open your eyes. I want to encourage you to try this weekend. Notice when you start to nightmare and stop yourself. You don't have to make a fool of yourself like I do, but maybe imagine doing that, whatever it takes, so that you can get out of that nightmare and live the most amazing life possible and go kick some ass.